Today we are continuing the series of the Arx Celebrandi, which means the art of celebrating. During the masses, Father Matt and I, we shared a note together. Well, basically, he shared a note with me, so I didn't share with him anything, but he shared a note with me, and we have like somehow same homily, two different accents, which is me, Vietnamese accent and American accent. Now you are with me, stuck with me here, Vietnamese accent, so here we go. First point, we would like to invite you to go to the Arx Celebrandi on Friday, November 10th and November 28th. I know Father Matt, he's working really hard to teach, to tell with you all about how to receive, how to think, how to reflect during masses. So please come if you are available. And I was there, and then it was so good, and I'm planning to be there again with him, to listen to him. Well, Father Matt, he was my professor in the seminary. Whenever I have a chance, if I can say something, whenever Father Matt is talking about the liturgy, we need to listen to him because he's really good at it. So you are welcome to go over there. Why we need to have receive Holy Communion, and why? Like, why you need to do that? Basically, we are human beings. We have a body and soul. You feed your body by food, and your soul needs a heavenly food also as well. Holy Communion is our foundation and all the source of consolation, brothers and sisters. When we receive Holy Communion, I want to remind you one thing, that you are receiving the Most High God. When I was in seminary, I got distracted during masses. I got bored, and then I was like, my mind's like spinning around, and then, okay, whatever. But one day, I told the Lord that, Lord, my mind mentally, I don't want to be here. I'm so tired. I was so tired, Lord. But bodily, I put my body in front of you as you put your body in front of me. And that's how bodily, my mind, I don't want to be here, Lord. I'm so tired. Like, my life is so hard. My life is so hard. I need to sleep today. My life is so hard. And then it's just like, but bodily, I want to be here with you. I put my body in front of you. Help me, please help me. As you put your body in front of me, you are present bodily and spiritually in front of me. You put in front of me. So I do my best to put my body in front of you. Help me with that. When I receive you, I receive the whole body, the soul and divinity of you, Jesus Christ. In order to prepare to receive Holy Communion, two things you need to prepare. You need to fast an hour before receiving Holy Communion. Hopefully you know that. If you don't know that, now you know. This in canon law, a person who is in the grave sin is not to receive the Holy Communion. Basically, if you are in the state of mortal sin, you should not receive Holy Communion. If you want to receive Holy Communion, you should go to confessions first to confess your sin before you receive Holy Communion. The Arx Celebrandi is all about the receiving Holy Communion, both eternal and external. So eternally, what do you say to the Lord? If you remember in the moment, you will say, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter my body. And you should say that today. Like you say that, you mean that I am not worthy, Lord, and you are. As a priest, I am not worthy. But you are also, and we all here are not worthy to receive the Holy Communion. Lord, you are the Most High God. I am not worthy to receive you. And I want you to say it and mean it today, because you are not. Sorry about that, Father Anthony, why are you so strong? Well, I need to say that out loud, because I am not worthy, including me. Like, to be honest with you guys, to be honest with you all, we are not worthy to receive the Most High God. Like, how do you consider yourselves worthy to receive him? Like, to be honest, with you. You know what I mean? Like, to be honest, we are not worthy. But I want to say it, like, slowly, focus on the word today that, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. But he is still coming to you. That is the point. He knows that you are not worthy. I am not worthy. Father Anthony is not worthy. But he's coming. He's coming to see you. Eternally, first, you need to say that and you mean that. And then you welcome Jesus personally into your body, into your soul. The next one, rest in the Lord's real presence in the sacrament. He's with you. Like, when you receive him, he is inside of you. Like, inside of you. Like, think about that a moment. A God, the Most High God, who creates the heaven and earth, everything, he is inside of you. So rest in him. Be with him and ask him, Lord, please help me. That is the eternally, internally, and now externally. As you know that we at the parish, we put the kneelers out there. The norm in U.S. is to stand when we receive Holy Communion, but also individuals can choose to kneel as well. So we are going to have two options for you. Either you can stand or you can kneel to receive Holy Communion. And honestly, never mind. So the few practical point, when you receive Holy Communion, bow your head and respond, Amen. So basically, I don't need to hear thank you. I know you are so polite to me. I really, really, really appreciate that. But you will receive the Lord. You will not receive me. You will not receive Father Anthony. So you are receiving the Lord. Say Amen. Why do you say Amen? Whenever I have the word amen in my mind, I always compare the amen and the fiat. Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, say fiat. And the Lord, the Most High God, goes in her. Today you have a chance to say amen. The fiat, the little fiat is the amen. That when you say the amen, the Lord is in you again. And please say amen. And I know you are, again, you're so polite to me, but say amen, you bow your head and you say amen. If you receive on the hand, place one hand, open one hand like this, and put another hand like this, okay? You see me clearly? So don't do this one, but do this one. Like, why? When a deacon or Eucharist minister put the Eucharist on your hand, like this, and I have an open hand, and I go, I can take Jesus with me. So as a throne, you can put your hand like this when you want to receive Holy Communion by your hand. Do not or never grab the host. When I said the body of Christ, and not this parish, but I have seen many, and people said, thank you, Father, and he wrapped the host. Yeah, so that's my real experiences, but not this parish, but another parish, and they just like wrap the host, and then amen, and we should not do that, please. If you do not have two hands free, you should receive on the tongue. When you receive on the tongue, do not bite down on the host. I have to make an example for this one, like the body of Christ. And sorry about this one. No one is. Some just like bite their teeth. So like that. I just saw so awkward when I did up here. But yeah, again, I want to make like clear an example for you all. Like when I say, if you want to receive on the tongue, I will say the body of Christ, and you just like open your mouth gently and relax your tongue, open your mouth, and then I will like put the host in your tongue gently, and then you just close your mouth, and that's it. So don't bite down the host, okay? This is really practical that Father Matt shared with me, and I really appreciate this one. Yeah, that's all my homily today. We want to receive Holy Communion well, but I want to remind you one thing, that brothers and sisters, you are not worthy to receive Holy Communion. I am, Father Anthony, is not worthy to receive Holy Communion. But the Lord, he wants to be there with you. He wants to go inside of you. That is his desire, to be here, to be in Holy Communion, to be in real presence in the Holy Communion. When you receive him, please, that is the Lord. The whole idea about the Catholic faith is in the Holy Communion. You cannot find in another religions to find another God be present with people in the like our Catholic faith. I study world religions. I got my bachelor on that. Trust me, all the world religions will tell you, gods, their gods will tell you, you need to obey me. You need to do sacrifice. You need to kill people to please me. But our God, Jesus Christ, is not. He's loving God, merciful God, and his real presence in the Holy Communion, in the Eucharist. So I want you reflect with me today that please receive him well. Please reflect on your life, and we're going to continue to learn about this one with Father Matt, and I would like you to reflect with me as well. Please come to the classes if you are available, and I hope you have a good weekend, and we continue to Mass, okay?